Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Artists Helping Artists. We are the number one art show on Blog Talk Radio. This is Leslie Seda and I am in South Pasadena. It's raining, which I didn't even know. My dog pushed the door open and I'm like, what's that sound? And I went flying in the backyard because I have all this furniture out there that I was going to paint but isn't supposed to get wet. So I'm a little out of the loop, apparently.
I can't believe it.
I know. But Margaret, yeah, my co-host, how are you doing?
I'm everything's great. My husband had, I've decided that we're not getting older and breaking down. This is just part of, like, if you're active, you get sports injuries. So John was, you know, he goes to an exercise class with a lot of men that he knows, and I think they get a little competitive. He ruptured his ligaments in his rotator cuff, and he had them all fixed on Tuesday. And I'm telling you, his recovery is remarkable. He has had no pain, and he's, you know, out of his sling now half the day. And I'm just astounded. Anyway, so things are great here. I think he's being competitive about his recovery, quite frankly. I think he's dying to show me how quickly he heals. But all's well in the Sheldon household. What can I say? All is well.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Good for you. Well,
I know.
Things are a little busy around here. Sometimes I need my head examined. I'm just starting now to do what are called sponsored posts on my Instagram account. And I did schedule somehow 3 in 48 hours, which is really dumb. Can I just say that?
Gosh.
So it's been crazy. It's been really crazy.
I can tell from reading your account. I know who one is because it's been kind of fun to watch. And you finished your room challenge.
I did the one room challenge. I can't. This is starting to make me mad. I can't figure out why this computer keeps buzzing. It's right now one of the best things I've done. It really, the one room challenge, oh my gosh, now we have thunder. Sorry, it's just so strange. So the one room challenge is something, it's kind of like the 30 and 30. It's a program that a blogger started. And what makes it so great is they have 20, like, big-time designers that do it, but then they open it up to anybody else. Wait, what's that noise, Margaret? There's a lot of noise on the line. Can you hear it?
No, I hear nothing.
Okay. Anyway, they open it up to anyone that wants to join. And so I was one of the anyone that wants to join. And there's some requirements that every Thursday you have to do a blog post about your progress. And it was so great for me because I had a room that desperately needed doing. The 6 months, I didn't realize would come almost exactly to the day that my son would be coming home from France and be moving into that room. And it totally kept me on schedule. And it made me like
That's
pretend
great.
I was an interior designer because I'm not. And I did a little like mood board with all the things that were inspirations. And I'm so happy with how it came out. So
I bet you
it was really
a ton.
It was super cool. Yeah, it was a great experience.
It was fun to see. And the prints on the wall, I thought, were really great. And I know that you put a link to how people could do that, but I thought that was very clever in terms of, especially for, you know, a young man. I thought it was beautiful. So well done. Well done, you.
Thank you. If anybody wants to learn more about it, just go to my blog, which is my100yearoldhome.com. And you'll see the final reveal, and you'll know what Margaret and I are talking
speaking
about.
Speaking of which, and you know we've done a lot of shows lately on Instagram, and I've been driving Leslie crazy because my Instagram will creep up and then drop down and then creep up and drop down. I feel like I'm watching, you know, a heart monitor or something. But Leslie, this morning I saw that you were at 89.5, which means 89,500 followers, which I'm breathless. It's amazing what you've done with that account. It's amazing.
It's crazy. Every time I think about it, I'm like, who are these people that are following me? I can't believe it. I'm just in total shock, and I'm so happy. So
you should be.
It's
weird. If anybody wants to know if Instagram works, it does. It's beautiful. So congratulations. That's just
Thank
when you,
you
hit 100,000, I'm getting on a plane and flying out with the bottle of champagne. So good for you. Good for you. Well
that's
done.
That's very sweet. That's very sweet. It's been kind of crazy. Very crazy. But no complaints. So I'm happy.
Good. You should be. You should be.
So speaking of, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, getting on Instagram and really trying to work with it has made me appreciate things like half of these apps we're going to talk about this morning.
Yeah.
I think this is one way to make life easier or more fun anyway. So
I agree completely. And today we're doing a show called Our 20 Favorite Relatively New Apps. And the reason why I put the word relatively new in there is some of these apps are new. Some of them have maybe been around a little while, and some of them have been around a really long time, but they're just new to Margaret or I.
It's true.
The point is, and they're kind of across the board. Some are great for social media. Some are good for photo editing. Some are good for like time management. Some are just good for whatever. But we're going to share these. And I do have a piece of advice for you, though. Before you add apps to your phone, get rid of the ones that you don't use. Because the last thing you want is like 7 pages of apps on your phone. And if I can go through right now and probably get rid of easily 10 apps that I don't use, that at the time it seemed like it was a good idea, but if you don't use them, get rid of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what I always do? I get rid of Waze between trips because Waze uses up a fair amount of space. And that's the one I just reinstall when we're going on a road trip.
Well,
that's
see, you obviously don't live in Los Angeles because I use Waze almost every single day. Because here's why I use it. I know where I'm going, but I want to know the fastest way to get there. So I literally use it every day.
Because you have traffic issues, yeah.
Yeah, we do.
That would make a difference. Yeah.
We definitely do.
I remember reading about that. Okay.
Yeah, it's
pretty
bad.
That's rule number one. It's like when you're going to the grocery store, you're supposed to clean your refrigerator before you bring everything home. I think that's true of these apps. And I have to say, I downloaded a lot of them so I could sort of fool around and see what I liked about different ones. And I'm definitely going to have to make some room for the ones I will keep. So.
Yeah, no, it's really important, and I think it'll keep you more sane. But we're just going to share some, and the first one I'm going to share is Venmo, and Venmo's been around for a while. It is a kind of like PayPal, but it's different. It's a way that, for example, my kids and I see this all the time. I think my kids need to pay for more stuff because their girlfriends are always Venmoing them. I'm like, geez, can't you like buy dinner and not make her split it with you? But here's why I'm bringing up Venmo. I mean, I use it to pay my kids for like if they buy an airline ticket and I'm paying for the airline ticket, I'll reimburse them that way. But I went to a vintage kind of junk flea market show. And every vendor did not have me pay them using a PayPal swipe card. Every single one used Venmo. And it made me realize at art shows and at various other times, Venmo is a really great option. And it's becoming more commonplace. Now, I have mine hooked up to my debit card. And so if you use debit cards, it's free person to person. If credit cards are used, there's a small fee, but it's just like there would be with PayPal. And it's almost becoming more universal. So I'm
What's the advantage, do you think? Is the advantage
more,
that there's...
I think people are more comfortable not having to pull out their card and swipe it on your phone. I think they feel more protected because they can use Venmo and the account information is never out there. Does that make sense?
Well, based on my experience of last week, it makes great sense. I don't know if I told you, but my checking account was wiped out.
No,
I've got it all back. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Did they find out who the person was?
Well, here's the thing. And if really for any listener out there, it is important to check your account I think daily, frankly. It was my, you know, sort of everyday little checking account. I didn't have a ton of money in there, but I knew I had more than $500. And I went to take out some money, and it said insufficient funds. So I thought it was my debit card, and I walked right into the bank and asked the bank officer, can you help me with this? Pulled up my account, and he said, oh, dear. There were 15 transactions that had gone through on a single day, $55 each, to inmate.
Oh, God.
Inmate in Texas.
So and like I a thought, prisoner?
What? Like a prisoner. Someone gets your, somehow, accesses your account number, and they can transfer money to a prison commissary for prisoners. So anyway, long story short, the bank acknowledged that it was not I who had done this, and we went through the whole thing, and my account was restored. But in order to acknowledge that this is a crime, you have to go to your local police station and file charges.
Oh, you have to file a report, of course.
Exactly. So I just that is my way of saying I understand why people don't want to take their card out. And I think if there's a way to make someone feel more secure when they're handing you over money and they're, you know, nobody's really giving us checks anymore, maybe Venmo's a something that we all need to look at, particularly if you're selling your art, you know, to people you don't know. So whether it's at an art fair or at an open studio event, or
and they don't people, you don't have to be there standing in front of them. They can send you money on Venmo from another state. So
that's great.
Okay,
so that's one to check.
It's just an option out there, and it's becoming way more common. Way more common. I mean, that's how I pay my gardener now. It's Venmo.
So, wow.
Yeah. So
oh, you Californians.
I know. But I'm just, I just
that's
wanted to mention it because I think it's a great solution for artists as a way to collect money. So just saying.
Right. I will definitely think about doing that. Our next app, and I have to tell you, I have fallen in love with this app. I don't know how practical it will be in terms of its value to my everyday life, but it sure is fun. It is called Unstuck, U-N-S-T-U-C-K. And Unstuck is an app that is for those of us who maybe get a creative block or you're not being as productive or creative or motivated as you want to be. This is an app. It's actually so much fun. It's beautifully designed, and it kind of takes you through the process. And I thought it was going to be really lighthearted, but I have a feeling there's some very good content behind this. And it asks you sort of how you're feeling, and it gives you a bunch of options. Are you feeling conflicted? Are you feeling hazy? Do you feel stumped, tired, uninspired, unmotivated, up in the air, you know, and you choose these different, they call them cards, they show it to you, and you confirm that this is in fact how you are feeling, and it asks a bunch of questions. It also gives you solutions and suggestions. What kind of stuck are you? Who is involved? What you can do, it is phenomenal. What you can do, and it's got, I would say it's got a very, I don't know, I think there's practical applications here. You can run through it. I'm telling you, it is free. It is fun. You go through it, and for everyone who says, I just can't get in my studio, or, oh, I haven't made art, you know, in 2 weeks because I guess I've just been so busy, and you're starting to feel guilty about it. This is the thing that will say, here's some things you can do to get yourself unstuck. I mean, we do shows on this, right?
Right.
Where we say, you know, put on great music or go to a museum or get out your art books. Well, this gives you some really great advice on things you can do. You know, I don't even know who's behind it, but I'm telling you for fun, and it's rated very highly, I think, on the App Store. I saw it got 4.9 out of 5 stars. So people are using this and are having a great time with it. And according to the reviews, they're finding it helpful. I have to tell you, I had a ball playing with this one. So I'm going to put a plug in there.
That's pretty cool.
The problem is, you know, the solution may become part of the problem. If you're not getting into your studio and you start fooling around,
you're spending too much time on unstuck.
But I'm telling you, I'm a believer. I think I'm going to give this one at least a couple of weeks try and see how it does. Again, very, very beautiful app and easy to use. So
wonderful.
If you're feeling like you're procrastinating or you don't have the motivation, check out Unstuck and let us know if it works.
Yeah. Okay, so you know how when you do stories on Instagram, you upload a photo and you can only type on, you know, if you want to say something about the photo, you have to type it on the photo. Actually, that's not true. You can use talking photos and you can add a conversation to a photo. So let's say you were going to upload to stories a picture of a painting you just did. You can now add your voice to that photo and have it and explain more about it. How cool
really?
Is that? So it's not with the video, because obviously
cool.
you can do that, but with the still photo, you can do that. So the app is called Talking Photos. Now, it does talk about the fact that it, you know, it can take a picture of the Mona Lisa and then she can start talking, which is a little weird, but you can do that too, but that's not how I use it. I use it
of course
to add,
not.
I know, of course I have to do something different. I use it to add my voice where I can talk about something. So for example, if I'm sharing another account, it's a perfect way to have a conversation, not to type everything in. Make sense?
And is there a limit to how much you can say?
Well, there is a time limit on the Instagram, and so you just have to be aware of that. But but then you can do another photo. You know what I mean? So it's just
much
fun. Super cool. It's called Talking Photos. It's it's free, and it is super cool. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. There you go. I have to get brave and post my first story. I haven't done that yet. I know. It's like it's a little intimidating. I think I need to walk in slowly to these things. But I will. I'm ready now. I can feel myself. I'm ready. All right. Our next is one that was really highly recommended by a friend of mine. And I think, Leslie, you were aware of this one as well. It's called AnyDo. A-N-Y, and then the next word is D-O. And this is one of those get yourself organized. We've got a couple of these on here because a few of them are really good. What I liked about AnyDo is that it's one of the ones that connects to the Amazon Alexa. We're going to talk about that later. But I sort of like when these programs integrate, you know, and you can get something that will help you in more than one way. So AnyDo is, you know, it's a calendar, it's task lists, you know, you can put it on your phone, it has reminders. Again, I'm going to say, why is it so important to me that these be attractive? But I think we all know the difference between an app that's pleasant to look at and it's sort of clean, and then one that, for whatever reason, doesn't feel as good to us. But AnyDo is free. They do very quickly offer you the ability to go to their premium paid level. And it didn't seem to me like that was terribly expensive. I think it came down to like $2.90 a month or something if you decide to go premium. But it allows you to really schedule things out. It'll send the reminders to your phone. It will give you a shared calendar for either other organizations or maybe your family members or friends. It's sort of one of those apps that we all complain about feeling unorganized or scattered. I think this is one that wraps it in, and it's going to add, it also allows you to add reminders with Siri. And I will say this is one of the only ones I found that if you have an Apple iPhone and you're in the grocery store and you suddenly remember you scheduled a dentist appointment for the next week, you can just tell, you know, hold the button down, tell Siri, and it will integrate it right into the calendars you use in AnyDo. So, you know, I'm all for something that's going to remember it so I don't have to use up any more brain space.
The whole time you're talking about AnyDo,
that's my
is there an app with Alexa called HoneyDo by any chance?
No, you know what HoneyDo is? HoneyDo.
I want one.
Great,
tell my honey to do this.
Well, you could integrate the calendar, and then he would see that you need the dahlia bulbs planted. There you go.
Perfect. Okay. The next one is called Spark Post, SparkPost. This is one of those photo editing ones, but they have, I think, the nicest templates of anybody out there. So if you want to post something on Pinterest, for example, because you want to promote your art and you should be doing it, it's probably the number two way to get people to go to your blog, just saying. But they have the really, really nice templates. And all you do is tap on a template, change the photo. There's already a little text box there. You change the text, and boom, you're done. And they really are nice looking. And I use it a lot, and it's just a really great, easy way to, you know, make your life easier and do the right thing. But I love the fact their templates are all in categories. So they have, like, seasonal, lifestyle, you know, business, school, crafting, whatever it may be. And if you see a template and you can tell which ones are for, like, Instagram stories, because they're those tall, skinny ones, just tap on it, and literally in less than a minute, you can have a beautiful photo with words on it. And if you're doing anything on Pinterest or even Instagram stories, that's the way to get people to do things. So,
That's great.
Saying. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So Spark Post is the name, and it's awesome.
I like this. All right. The next one is, I like this because it sort of feeds my brain a little bit and in a not necessarily just art way. I mean, we're all trying to sort of stay relevant, but you know, you sort of, if you get, I don't know, I think a lot of people now, maybe my friends, do newspapers or magazines digitally. And there are things that will come across your desk, references. This next app is called Pocket. And both Leslie and I had explored Pocket a little bit. It's the place
all the time.
You can very quickly save and recommend stories that interest you. And what I think is cool is on this app, it's basically like it bookmarks it, but in a really organized, attractive way. And you can share it with up to 6 family members, which means if you're all interested in, I don't know, a horse that's running in the Kentucky Derby, you can all be putting all sorts of articles in there about, you know, your favorite horse, and everybody's reading it back and forth. Or if you have a family trip and everyone's looking for different things to do on the trip, they can be saving articles that they may find about that. This is, even personally, I use it just because I tend to see things I want to read. I see them during the day and I don't have time to read them then, but I love reading, you know, in the evening. So it's kind of a fun way not to miss the article, or it can go way beyond just an article, but it gives you some place to put it where you know you're going to find it later. So that's called simply Pocket. And again, it's a free app and you can find it right on the App Store.
And I want to mention, the last thing that Margaret said is how I use it. You know, when you're looking at something online, whether you find a recipe, or you find a great article, or you find a picture of something, I always save it to Pocket. And in Pocket, I have the tags. So I've got the individual tags for recipes. And then, you know, a week later when I want to go make something, I just pull it up on my phone and boom, I have it right there. And it's just a really great way to kind of organize everything you see out there that you can't deal with at this exact moment. Does that make sense?
It's great. Yeah, I use it all the time. I love it.
Yeah, me too. Okay, the next one we're going to talk about is Cut Story, CutStory. And the reason why you want to use Cut Story, let's say you have a video and you'd love to share it on Instagram stories, but those have to be in 15-second increments. You just import a long video on Cut Story and it'll cut it into 15-second lengths. And then you can put it on.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And I think
really good.
With the, and we're going to talk about this next week, but with the popularity of having a YouTube channel, that you should not do your video in 15-second increments. You should do a long one and cut it up, because you could use the long one better in YouTube than you can putting all those cut ones together. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, that all of this is going to help me get brave, get up on those stories. Okay.
Are you not using stories?
No. Oh, I'm a chicken. Gosh. I have to get there, you know? I know. I know. That's how I'll get more than 800 followers, right? I know that.
Oh, my gosh. So 100%, I promise. Yeah.
Okay. Everybody watch out. I will put my toe in the water, I promise.
Have
maybe
one
I'll
of your children
one.
Help you. That's the best way to get.
Yeah, they're
kind
scattering
of...
to the wind. That's another story I know. For another day. let's talk about an app that, here, everybody knows New Englanders are cheap Yankees. I'm going to start right there, full disclosure. I was not born a New Englander, but I've married one and been here long enough that I understand frugal. Cozy, C-O-Z-I, I've talked about it before. Cozy is another one of these organizing apps. And, you know, it's free, except that after, I think, the first year, they sent us a little notification that they were going to start charging. And I texted my husband and said, I said to my husband, what's Cozy worth to you? Because we did have some of the enhancements on there. And he said, oh, Cozy. He said he'd pay up to $20 a year for it, which is far more than it costs. But I want you to know, this should say a lot about the value of this particular app. Cozy has a shared calendar, which is great. You know, I can put on that I'm going to my art group meeting, and he looks at the calendar and he knows next Tuesday, Margaret will be out. He can put that he's going to have his, you know, shoulder repaired, and I know the details of that. But it's so much more. Here's what has saved our biscuits. Cozy has shopping lists that update in real time. My husband and I will each add items to the shopping list when we think of it, or when we, you know, notice that we're running low on something. When I'm in the grocery store, I open it up, and if I get 5 out of the 6 items, I check them off, they're gone, and just the 6th remains. This has been the best. No more, I'm on my way home, can I pick something up? I use it for art supplies. I add, you know, if I see I'm running low on Gamsol, I can sort of keep a separate list for my art supplies. The fact that it updates and that anyone that you've given access to can see it, there are to-do lists. It has great recipes and meal planners. And again, it preloads, you know, the shopping list. All of this is just to say it has made our life so much easier that my cheap Yankee husband is willing to pay $20 a year, he said, just for the convenience of this app. And at this point, we are so dependent on it, and we really, really see the value in it. And that's what I'm going to say about that. I suggest everyone who's interested, look at it, look at the features, and, you know, definitely get the free version. But I wish I had had this when I had 3 kids playing sports, 3 different sports all over the state.
Yeah.
This would have made our life easier.
Ditto on that one.
So
completely agree with that. Yeah.
Good.
Okay, the next one is Ripple, and it's spelled R-I-P-L. And it is, anytime you can do anything online to have your feed look different. So whether this is Instagram or Facebook or whatever, if you could make a little movie from just a couple of photos, it's kind of a good idea. And if you could even make a movie of a couple, like a demo that you're doing on a painting, use Ripple to put it together. So have you ever seen when I'll take a picture of like a cabinet, and then it'll go through the steps of me decorating it and how it started with an empty cabinet to a totally decorated one. I use Ripple for that. And you can tell that you're doing it in Instagram, so it'll finish it so it is done in 15 seconds. But I'll give you a huge hint. And that is, if you can film it backwards. So let's say you're cleaning your studio. You can't really do that. But if there's a, like, for example, okay. when I do the cabinet, I finish the whole thing, and then I take the pictures as I'm taking stuff away.
Oh.
Because then you know you're not going to change it, and it's not going to look odd as you change your mind. But if you're, let's say you're cleaning your studio, put your iPhone on just a tripod. Most people have one. Take a picture before you start. Take another picture. Take another. You can even set your alarm to take a picture every 15 minutes. And then when you've got all those pictures, put them together in Ripple, and you'll have a cute little video that starts really messy and then it gets super clean. Or if you're doing a demo of a painting, start with the the important thing is to put your phone on a tripod so you get the same angle so it doesn't move around as it proceeds.
Right.
But Ripple is great to do that. And it totally makes you see
is
different.
Ripple, Is it free?
Probably. I'm super cheap.
Okay.
If not, it's like $2 or something for a one-time charge.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, you know, if it's under $10 and it's a one-time charge and I see a value in it, I have no problem spending money on it. But anyway, it's a great little
tool. Feel that way too. Yeah, it's funny how there's different like markers. Like I'll go to certain prices, but $2.99 is a good way to get me to try something.
$3.99 is better.
I figure it's
but
$3.99. I like it. Okay. Our next app is called ArtRage. ArtRage. ArtRage, and this is one of those really fun apps if you want to try drawing and painting on your iPad. It is, I think you can use it on your phone. In fact, I know you can because it says right here, I'm looking at it, use it on your iOS. But this one allows you, you feel like you're, it's the most real. In other words, it has oil paints and they sort of behave the way oil paints do. Probably a better example would be the watercolors because they blend and they have pencils, they have brushes, they have you can smear with your fingers right on your screen. If you ever wanted to try sort of experimenting with what these tools can do in terms of creating actual images, you know, I hate to say you can do a painting on your iPad, but you know what? You really can. This one is considered, it's like a simulation of the real thing. And I started playing with it last night and I thought, and I paid $4.99 for the pleasure of trying it. And I thought, this is really fun. This would be great if you're in an airport and you were trying to resolve something. Or I could see this as a tool you would use to kind of work out compositions and maybe color palettes for paintings. So anyway, it's really, really fun. You have to decide if you want to get in on the $4.99.
Right.
But it is the most, what's the word I want? It's like a simulator for painting. Yeah. So ArtRage.
Cool. That's wonderful.
Really
cool. Okay, the next one. Okay, now I'm going to talk about two photo editing apps. I mean, so this is when you're on your phone, you've taken a picture, and before you post it somewhere, you want to edit it. The first one is called Color Story, and it is a really great editing photo app. There's so many different things you can do to a photo. And you should seriously think about editing your photos. Now, you have to be really careful with your artwork because you don't want the painting to look different than it really is. But we all upload a lot of photos that aren't pictures of our paintings. And so I've never uploaded a photo onto my Instagram page that wasn't edited. And it's just important to make sure it's clear, it's bright, and it's maybe a little light. There's nothing worse than going on an Instagram feed where all the pictures are really dark. It's just like, ooh, I don't even want to be there. And so keep that in mind and don't be shy about using either this app or the next one I'm going to talk about. But this one's called Color Story.
Okay.
Yeah.
People who are into playing with their iPads, and I can only speak now to the iPad Pro with the Apple Pencil, because that's what I've been experimenting with. But people who are really into it kept telling me, oh, you should try ZenBrush. And, you know, okay, I'll try ZenBrush. ZenBrush is so much fun. It is free. It's one of these apps that you will fall in love with. Mm-hmm. It allows you to do basically like Japanese calligraphy on a screen. It has a million different options for papers, for the color ink you're using, whether you want to be using a dry brush, a medium wet brush, or a lot of water on your brush, different thicknesses and thinnesses. You can learn, I think, a lot if you're actually interested in serious calligraphy, because I'm telling you, the tool is the real deal. But this, I just think if you are a fan of sort of Asian or Eastern art, this is something you could get really into. It, I don't know, you know, I will just use it for doodling, quite frankly, because I think it's fun to draw like this and to see the strokes. But this is one of the most popular apps out there for people who like it. And if you just want something to experiment with, ZenBrush is the place to start.
Wow. Oh, that's great.
That's
wonderful.
Really fun.
Okay. The other mm-hmm. editing app, and I've talked about this before on the show, is called VSCO, and it's VSCO. It's the app I use 15 times a day, and I only use like pretty much three settings. However, there is an X and Y axis thing that you can do. So if you ever take a picture and a doorway is like angled because you didn't have your camera straight to the picture, you can go into the X or Y axis and adjust it, either on the y-axis or on the x-axis, and it'll get rid of that that angle thing that happens. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've done it. It really is. It's when you have it's a trapezoid instead of a square. You know,
exactly.
The fact that it can push it back and square it up, it always saves me, because I'm one of those people that can't ever seem to get it exactly right when I'm taking an image.
Absolutely.
So,
I totally agree. Totally agree.
Okay. Our next app is called Artsy, A-R-T-S-Y. Okay, this is really fun. This is for anyone who wants to look at beautiful art, follow artists, discover new artists. Artsy is basically, someone described it when I was going through the reviews as Pandora for art. It is, you can pick an artist, and in this case, I went in because I thought, let's see what Pablo Picasso, what do they have for Pablo? Well, they give you some information about him, and then there are these beautiful, beautiful images, and it includes work for sale. Now, what I think is really cool about that is not only does it show you Pablo Picasso's paintings, some of his, certainly a lot of his line drawings and prints, but, you know, he did some ceramics. He did some really interesting things. It's all on here. If it's for sale, it tells you how you can get it and what the prices are. How cool is that? You can search. Yeah. And, you know, you can search for upcoming shows about Pablo. You can go in here and you can find out. Another category is auctions. If you just wanted to know where the art auctions are happening, it tells you about that and when they're going to be live online. You can watch and see like what art is selling for. It's remarkable. It has art fairs on it. This is like the most comprehensive collection. It also has categories like figurative painting, abstract painting, landscape painting, you know, emerging works. But when you look at it, I thought this would be a great place. And you can find artists who are not like the heavy-hitting big deals, too. So you can actually get an idea of what art is selling for. This is a great resource. Everybody should download this one, Artsy.
That's super cool. And it sounds like it'd be a great place to go if you need inspiration.
Super cool.
I mean, if you're...
And it is beautiful.
Yeah. If you're feeling like you're not inspired, go to Artsy. That's great.
So inspiring. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for sharing that. Okay, the next one's called
Apple Flip. I know, I can
tell.
Flip. Look for it. Yeah.
So we all love to – okay, I really believe that video is the direction of the future. And they've been, sadly, they've been saying it for a couple of years, and here I am now just figuring out that, oh, yes, and we're going to do a whole show on this next week. But videos are a way for you to stand out on social media. And I have used iMovie for a long time, but it's kind of like the space shuttle. It's a lot of stuff out there, and I would rather keep it simple but super professional looking. And you can use an app called Apple Clips. And the good news is, I'm sorry, but Apple came up with it, and I really believe in the products that they come up with. So it's kind of a new way to share videos on your social media feeds with clips, and it's a really simple app, and it kind of functions like your story on Instagram, but it's a standalone app, and it's a lot more powerful. So you can take that, you can combine a ton of different pictures. You can combine some video clips. You can add wording. You can add music. You can add all this stuff and make this amazing little video. But you do it simply with this app called Apple Clips. And it's I haven't spent enough time on it, but they even have in the last update like features only available for the iPhone 10 or the X. It's just a really great way to make short videos. And like if you're plein air painting, why not take some pictures and some video, and then when you get home, make a little movie on your phone using Apple Clips and share that? I mean, think about how that is going to make you stand out compared to like a fit picture of here I am plein air painting. Or if you want to talk about a workshop, if you teach workshops, oh my gosh. Just think, okay, my next two workshops I teach, I'm going to spend time doing video and some good pictures and talk to people, and then you can add these little clips and you can edit them on your phone and put that up on social media. I mean, could you imagine the impact that could have?
It's great.
Yeah, it's
cool. We always say that people love to buy art from someone that they, you know, feel like they know. What a great way to sort of connect with an audience. Virtually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like you can speak to them. Yeah, it's good.
Yes.
Okay. We'll get that one too, Leslie. I hope everyone feels the way I do. Like, oh, gosh. Now I need to learn this because I love it. All right. The next app is one that I use regularly, or at least whenever I need to scan something. It's called Genius Scan. Genius, second word is Scan. Now, I'm telling you, this was a game changer. I just was at a friend's, and she had to go, you know, her internet connection was down. She lives way out in the country. She had to go in town, blah, blah, blah. And I said to her, why didn't you just use Genius Scan? Any document you have, you hold your phone over it, it aligns it, snaps a picture, and you can send it to anyone via email, or you can keep it, whatever. I don't even know who uses fax machines anymore. Why would you when you can just email things? You can send a document to a scanner. I know sometimes I think medical records have to come through a scanner just for privacy reasons, and you can choose that setting. But this is the way to literally have a scanner in your pocket at all times. I use it, you know, I do a little calligraphy, and I use the scanner on my phone to scan things into Photoshop so that I can work on them. I mean, it is so accurate, and I'm telling you, so clear. It has that same XY adjustment that we were talking about earlier with, what was it? Was it Visco? And it allows you to get the paper nice and square. And I'm telling you, when I print things out that I've scanned, they are clear as a bell and better than 90% of the documents out there. So this is such a time saver. I really feel like everyone should have it on their phone. It's free. There is an upgrade where you can get more, you know, exotic features. I've never had the need for it. Genius Scan. It saves
you
time.
Okay, I have a dumb question.
Go ahead.
I have a dumb question. What is the difference between just taking a picture of a photo of something?
I don't think there's a big difference.
Okay.
I think scanning, though, you want a certain, I'm thinking you want like a certain accuracy that sometimes with your phone can be lacking.
Got it.
This allows you to kind of square it up so that it's, and then attach it as a document. I mean, I know you can do that, but genius
Okay.
scan.
Perfect. Wonderful. Okay. The next one is called Plan, P-L-A-N-N. It is an Instagram planning app. It's every, you can use it to design, edit, and analyze and schedule your posts. You can drag and drop things. You can look at what your Instagram feed would look like if there were certain you know, posts in there with various pictures. I don't overthink things and have enough time to do that, but it's probably really smart to do that to make sure your feed looks really pretty. You can do the same with your Instagram stories. You can look at your analytics. You can, this one's kind of interesting. You can check competitor analytics and find out like their top themes or color palettes or best times to post, even save their hashtags, which is kind of interesting. There's text overlay tools, all in this one really kind of, I think it's kind of an important way to kind of manage things. Tailwind is another app that's similar to that, but I don't think their app on the phone, sadly, is that good. So Plan, or planthat.com, is very popular, and three people have recommended it to me. I have to be honest, I haven't used it yet, but it's definitely on my list of, you know, something to work on. So I think
that's
that
great.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
I do, too. Anything that helps me figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Our next app I have actually had personal experience with, thanks to my co-host, because Leslie was here in New England, and somehow, miraculously, I think a day, maybe two at most, after you left, I had a thank you card printed with an image that I knew she had taken while she was here. So this app is called Ink Cards, I-N-K-C-A-R-D-S. And Ink Cards, it turns out, is the way for you to take your images, any photos you have, and from your phone, you turn it into a card. They have all sorts of categories. You can make calendars. You can have a congratulations card, a thank you card, a Father's Day card. You get the idea. But it's using your own image. You do it online. The paper, I can tell you, it's not cheesy. These are like thick, gorgeous cards. And I think, what does it cost, $1.99 a card? I don't think I can even get a card for that. And the thing is, you get a notification. Right. Go on.
Here's the thing. If you could train yourself, I haven't even done this, to do it as you're leaving the event. If you could say, okay, and here's the thing. You say, we're going to this party at our friend's house. I'm going to take some pictures. That's the first thing you have to remember to do. And then when you leave the event and you're driving home, open the app, upload the photo. Now, I use Google Docs on my phone. And if you, I should have used this as an app, even though it's not really an app. But I have Google Docs on my phone. I have my Christmas mailing list in my Google Docs. So I have everyone's address in there. So 99 out of 100 times, I can pull their address in, edit it, say, you know, make this cute little postcard card, and you can either order it in an envelope or not, and send your thank you card. I mean, how amazing is that? And if you can train yourself to think that way, it is the most thoughtful thing ever. And I was really good, and I've kind of gotten out of it, and I'm going to have to get back into it.
Oh, I think this is brilliant. And it's so personal. That's what I loved. It's a way, you know, you can – I was just at a baby shower. I wish I had thought about this app. Because can you imagine sending a note to the mom-to-be with a picture of her, you know, opening gifts and Wouldn't she love that, especially the week she would receive it, you know, 3 days after the event? This is just a phenomenal app. Again, it's called Ink Cards, and they've got a great site, and they answer any question you could ever have, right?
Yeah.
As you sort of, you know, go exploring through it. So that's a terrific one, Leslie, and I'm going to use it for sure. Thank you.
Yeah, I just highly recommend that you do. It's really, really terrific. So, okay, the next one is good old Amazon Alexa. Now, I'm new to this, so I probably don't know anything about it. But if you don't use the shopping list on it, and this is why I like it, every morning my husband's standing in the kitchen going, Alexa, please add such and such vitamins to the shopping list. And she adds it. Now that my son's here, this morning I came downstairs, he was going, Alexa, please add eggs to the shopping list. If you have a multi-person household, more than one person, and you have Alexa, which a lot of people do, we got this little screen one for Christmas for one of Dave's clients. And I get to the grocery store, I tap on Alexa app, there's my grocery list with everything that's been added. And just like the one you were talking about, you tap it when you get it, and it takes it off the list. And
so
it's friggin' amazing. And I know there's like 1,000 other things you can do with Alexa, but the fact that people in my family can just talk, and Dave keeps trying to add things to the shopping list of honeydews for me. So I get to the grocery store, and I'm looking at the shopping list. I'm like, that's not. And then I came in this morning, and Michael was fighting with Alexa because he said market list instead of shopping list. And he was trying to figure out what the list was called. Now he knows. He's only been home for 2 days. But it's very cool. And I anything like
so
that that
fun.
You can do to incorporate other people and make your life easier, I am all for it.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
Cleaning
it
out my refrigerator, cleaning out my pantry, and having Alexa manage my shopping list, it totally changed my life and freed up a lot of time
so
to
great.
Do the things I want to do.
Right.
So,
otherwise, in order to be a creative, you just, it's tough. Anyway, I have not yet tried Alexa, but there's enough going on and enough of these programs that integrate with it that I'm right there. Just need to do it.
I was kind of waiting for an Apple one that could connect everything on Apple, but when we got this as a gift, I'm like, I'll hook it up. But we're really into Sonos, and apparently now Alexa can turn on your Sonos. And
I saw that.
Yeah. So I need to figure out how to do that. I don't know. I think I might have to buy a new Sonos. That probably won't happen. But,
while we're talking about Sonos, I do want to say that is something that we went and bought after seeing yours in California. And it's like my favorite gift now. I gave it, you know, as a wedding present to some youngsters we knew that were getting married. And they were, I think I got the best thank you note of all time. So, Sonos is another terrific
one. Can I
one.
Say what it is? Because if somebody doesn't know, it is a it is a wireless speaker. If you live in an old house like me, that's 102 years old, it costs a bloody fortune to add speaker wire around your house so you can have music in various places. You can buy a very nice looking Sonos speaker and plug it into an outlet, and it all works wirelessly. You run it from your phone. It can hook into your main stereo system, and you can play different things. So when we bought our house in Ventura at the beach, I didn't put in a system. I just bought like 3 Sonos speakers for $100 and each, and it plays the best music. And you can play different things at different times. The only problem is my children have access to the app, so sometimes I'm listening to something and all of a sudden it'll change.
Uh-oh.
Because they've decided they want to listen to their music, even though I'm listening to it in the kitchen while I'm cooking. So, but that's fine.
But Sonos is, it's really, I think it's my favorite. Well, I listen to more music and podcasts and things because of Sonos. So that's enough for me right there.
Now, yesterday, my son actually had Alexa play a playlist for us, because he wanted to try and see how that worked. And it was just on the Alexa speaker, but I need to hook it up to my Sonos. Okay, we have one more, and we're almost coming to
one more.
Which is perfect.
Yep.
And it's called Word
Perfect.
Swag.
Have you? Yep.
And
have
I've
you
used
this
for
one?
Years.
Oh, then,
years.
Then tell
and
us
years.
About it.
Word Swag basically will add words on top of your pictures. And it is, like, if you know, you see those pictures and there's like that round circle and it has words in it. You probably see that
mm-hmm.
all the time. And the circle can look like a seal or a medallion or whatever. It can be transparent or not. Word Swag is how you do that on your phone. And it has one purpose,
huh.
And that's adding text to your pictures, and it's great. And there's so many cool, I mean, every single option has like 20 options within an option. And it's just, I think that one might cost a couple dollars, whoop-de-doop. But it is a great app, and I've used it, oh my gosh, so many times. So
that's terrific.
That one's been around.
All right.
That's one of those ones that's been around for a long time, but I wanted to share it. So, and this list will change.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Venmo was not
even
in my horizon 6 months ago. So there's a lot of things that are newer.
That's the thing. And, you know, even if you just try, yeah, you just try a couple of them and see if they can, I don't know, make your life easier. That's what it's all about.
Cool.
All right.
Wonderful.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to try and do a story.
Good for you. Yeah, it only lasts for 25 hours or 24 hours. So, you know, if you don't like it, it'll be gone. Or if you don't like it after you put it up, you can just erase it.
And that's what I like to know. It's not permanent. Great.
Yeah. So, it's
all right. Well, this was fun.
Yeah, it was
a
really good,
fun
show. I liked it.
Right.
And it's just some. For me, it's kind of a great way to make your life easier and simpler as long as you don't spend too much time with these apps. That's why I said get rid of the ones on your phone that you're not using, because you might have uploaded one for a purpose. And then occasionally go through and look at the apps that are on your phone and realize, oh, yeah, there was a reason why I uploaded that. It's going to help me do this. So.
Right.
But don't
right.
upload
Somebody
four
might have forgotten.
Photo editing apps. You really only need one. So. Yeah.
All right. Well, Lester,
right.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
And have a good weekend.
All righty.
Talk
take
to you next
care.
Week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.